present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nomo, Clement Freud and Andre Melly in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we welcome Andre Melly back to the fourth seat, or the guest seat, against our three regular and intrepid and impossible competitors of the game. As usual, I'll ask them to speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. Let us begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. And Kenneth, a lovely subject for you, getting carried away. Would you talk about that for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
I frequently do this, especially when the muse lights upon my brow, and I recall lines of such fame as the old order changes, yielding place to new. And God fulfills himself in many ways, lest one good custom should corrupt the world. Comfort thyself, what comfort is in me? I have lived my life in that which I have done. May he within himself make pure. It was a dark and stormy night, and the moon was shining bright with the old rustic bridge by the mill. She said, "Wee wee parley-voo." I said, "Yes, but not with you."
Clement Freud has challenged you.
Repetition.
Yes. You repeated "we" there. Clement Freud has a correct challenge, a point for that. He takes over the subject. 35 seconds left, starting now.
Getting carried away is particularly easy when you have Kenneth Williams breathing down your right ear, and your knee goes, and your foot, your hand, your trouser up.
Andre Melly has challenged.
A repetition of about 4 years.
Oh, we're not doing parts of speech.
Is she allowed to do that?
Well, she is allowed to do it, but we too try and resist the temptation on yours and these and ands and buts.
I mean,
but
she, speech.
Quiet, Kenneth.
Well, I'm just.
She's done it, so we give her a point. You have 22 seconds on getting carried away, starting now.
The important thing, I feel, if there's any danger of you getting carried away, is to have nothing that can fall out of your pockets. If you're a woman, it's advisable to wear trousers, because you don't want your frilly knickers to be seen on such a serious occasion as a demo when you are in danger of being carried away.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Repetition of danger.
Hesitation.
There was a repetition of danger, and Derek's got in cleverly with only 2 seconds to go. Getting carried away, Derek started.
Oh, what an exciting thing to talk about, getting carried away!
Just to remind you, the whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gets the extra point. Derek, you have a lead at the end of that round of one over all the over two others and two over one. Derek, will you begin the next round, please? The subject is dolphins. Can you talk about them for just a minute, starting now?
Dolphins are one of the larger sea-going mammals, rather smaller than the whale and larger than a porpoise.
Andre Melly?
A repetition of two larges.
Absolutely right. Well listened.
And that's their sort of one-upmanship way of intimidating
wasn't
the people.
Wasn't at all. It was just being nice and pleasant. They're all going to be nasty like you and sneer, eh?
Well, you must have changed then, Derek. Andre, you have a point and 52 seconds on dolphins starting now.
There was a craze a few years ago for dolphins, and you kept finding them in Brighton.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation, there was no craze for dolphins. I was never mad about them at all.
I was thought that actually, if you'd said there is still a craze for dolphins, I'd have said yes. Therefore,
there isn't at all.
But you weren't asked.
And there was a definite craze. There were dolphinariums, and even the U.S. Navy were training dolphins to attack submarines. There was a craze for dolphins. There are 47 seconds for Andre to continue, starting now.
Most people, with the exception of Kenneth Williams, were rather mad about dolphins and used to go and watch them splashing about indoors.
Clement Freud.
That's four bouts.
All right, you've got your own back. Now let's leave the little words alone after this. And Clement a point, and 35 seconds for dolphins, Clement, starting now.
If you go down the main street of Helsinki, you will find a toy shop which is absolutely full of doll fins, which are the Finnish equivalent of small toys given to boys and girls, which they take their clothes off and put them on again. Some have frilly knickers and others have plain white and green shirts emblazoned in the national...
Derek Nimmo.
I don't think a shirt that's white and green is plain. I thought it was rather nasty.
I disagree with the challenge. 12 seconds, Clement, on dolphins, starting now.
There was a time when people were absolutely crazy
Derek
about
Nimmo's
dolphins.
Challenge.
Time, repetition of time.
Yes. No, you had the times, didn't you? And he had the times, but not Clement. I'm very sorry, Clement. Another point to you, 9 seconds, starting now.
And especially in Great Yarmouth, where there was a dolphinarium, people queued up for days on end, paying 5p, 10...
Andre Merritt.
I don't think, in spite of the craze, that they actually queued up for days on end.
Oh, yes. Every day they were queuing for dolphins.
Not for days
not
on
end
were they queuing. I think it's a good challenge. Andre has a point with
good,
only
yes.
2 seconds to go, starting now.
There's a smashing man who stands there on top of the thing.
She was saying that people were mad about him. She was having a hard
Andre Melly then got in cleverly before the whistle, got the extra point, and she's in the lead at the end of that round. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. A lovely subject, the Keystone Cops. Can you talk about them for just a minute, starting now?
My children think the Keystone Cops are actually curbstone cops, which is a mistake because they shouldn't be confused. For this reason, whenever I park my car, I leave the clerical collar and the crutches in the back. So when this attendant comes along, intent on leaving a ticket on the windscreen, he or she is disillusioned and goes off taking another automobile for a similar purpose. The Keystone Cops played in...
Andre Merritt.
A hesitation.
Yes, I would have thought so. He suddenly realised he hadn't been talking about the subject. You could have had him for deviation ages ago.
Oh, but it was brilliant, wasn't it?
Well, it was boring, actually. But... 31 seconds on the Keystone Cops. Andre, starting now.
The only kind I know are those in the cinema which move very fast and fall in and out of cars with piano music going, and people go mad about it, saying, isn't it marvellous? And I've never actually found it very funny. I suppose it's my lack of sense of humour, but that particular sort of rushing about, trying to catch somebody who, I mean...
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation.
I
yes,
agree,
thank
Kenneth.
You.
I agree. There are 11 seconds for you, Kenneth, on the Keystone... Sorry. The Keystone Cops, starting now.
This all began when Isaac Newton had the apple hit him on the ear and he invented slapstick. And so, consequently, this was put to great use by people like Lauren Hardy.
Kevin Freud is challenged.
Deviation.
Yes, I don't think Isaac Newton had anything to do with the creation of the Keystone Cops, even with your bizarre connections you tried to associate. 3 seconds, Clement, on the Keystone Cops, starting now.
The Municipal Cinema in Totnes.
Clement Freud, then speaking when the whistle went, got the extra point. He's now equal in the lead with Andre Melle. Derek Nimmo and Kenneth Williams are both trailing behind a little. Andre Melle, your turn to begin. If I were queen for a day, can you talk about that for just a minute, starting now?
If I were queen for a day, I'd go along to Westminster and close Parliament instead of opening it, then rush back to the palace for a quick coffee, change, take a royal jet, and go for the sea.
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
If she were queen, she couldn't change.
Brilliant.
I understood her to mean she was going to change her clothes.
Well, yes. If you understand her to say things she doesn't say, let's play some other game, like...
Precisely. Yeah.
I will have to bow to the superior wisdom of our audience here. If you thought the same as I did, that that's what Andre conveyed, then you cheer for her. But if you thought, as Clement Freud, that she was changing from being queen for a day, which was then deviation, you boo for Clement, and you all do it together now. Andre Melle, if I were queen for a day, 46 seconds with you, starting now.
Getting out of my tiara and that bejeweled dress, I would then...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Yes, Derek.
Yes, Derek. Now, Derek, you have 42 seconds to talk on the subject of if I were queen for a day. starting now.
Well, I should like to be queen for a day on my birthday, and I would ride out side saddle down the Mall to inspect my troops, the household cavalry, and the brigade of guards assembled in Horse Guards parade. In I should trot very slowly, and all my splendid soldiers drawn up, and I would look magnificent with medals trembling on my bosom, and I would wave to the populace with a dignified way. Oh, yes, they say, it looks lovely out there, doesn't it? And I would go, what no lovely to see my loyal subjects.
Well, obviously, Derek, if you were going to put on a performance like that, they'd like you to be queen for the day. you got an extra point then, Derek, for speaking when the whistle went, and so you have moved forward, but you're still in third place. Andre in the lead, Clement second place, Kenneth fourth place, and Kenneth, your turn to begin again. The subject, James Joyce. Would you talk about him for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, like so many other talented people from Ireland, he left it and went to France, following much in the footsteps, I suppose, of Wilde, and wrote there quite a lot of things. I suppose the most influential must be called Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. The other one is Ulysses, which was bad for indecency by Great Britain and by the United States. His effect in writing is to use puns, many-faceted, in a greatly suggestive way, using time both in the conscious and unconscious sense, which has influenced, I think it would be fair to say, quite a lot of novel writing, though I frankly don't care.
Clement.
Hesitation.
Yes, and he kept going for 56 seconds. 4 seconds for James Joyce with you, Clement Freud, starting now.
One of the most impressive things that James Joyce wrote in 4 seconds.
Well, he did hesitate. Clement got in first. He got a point for doing so, and he's now in the lead at the end of that round. Derek Nimmer, we're back with you. Your turn to begin. The subject, for what I would like to be remembered. For what I would like to be remembered, can you talk on that for just a minute, starting now?
I don't know. Whatever I am remembered by, I would like to have written upon my tombstone in some gentle churchyard in rural England, or perhaps even in Scotland. One has said, here lies the bones of Elizabeth Charlotte, born a virgin, died a harlot.
Deviation.
Why?
Here lie, not here lies.
Yes, it's wrong English, that's true. That's not...
If you wish to be pedantic, then you're entitled to do so, and you get a point for doing so, and you have 42 seconds for what I'd like to be remembered, Clement, starting now.
I would like to be remembered for being the man who challenged Derek Nemo on grammatical inaccuracies time and again when members of this team slip up on things which they should remember. I am here to put them right. The chairman sits waffling away, puffing at his zoot suit, snarling at his poor wife who sits oppressed in the audience while his Harris...
Andre Melly has challenged.
I've seen Nicholas Parsons do many things but not puff.
That's an observation.
What?
That sounded more like an
observation. I don't think I puff. Do I puff, audience?
Yes.
Andre Melly, you have a point.
Thank you.
And you have 15 seconds for what I'd like to be remembered, starting now.
What I'd like to be remembered for are some of the memorable performances I gave in repertory in my early days. The third ferret in Toad of Toad Hall was something...
Clement Freud.
Repetition, I'm afraid.
Of Toad.
Two toads.
Of Toad Hall, yes. 5 seconds, Clement, on for what I'd like to be remembered, starting now.
At the Open Air Theatre in Regent's Park.
Derek Nimmer.
I don't want to remember Clement Freud at all. I just want to forget him.
Jerry Ball. Regent Ball.
Nobody wants to remember Clement Freud. Put it to the audience. Does anybody want to remember Clement Freud? No. He can't talk about being
but
remembered.
You see, the point is
instantly
that whether
forgettable.
You or anybody wishes to remember Clement Freud or not, the subject is for what I would like to be remembered. And even if you don't want to remember him, he can still talk about the subject. Clement, you have another point and 2 seconds on for what I'd like to be remembered starting now.
A sheer warm-hearted effect.
Clement Freud was again speaking when the whistle went and has again increased his lead. And Clement, we're back with you to start. The subject is dissertations. You've given us one or two already, but can you talk on the subject for just a minute, starting now?
Dissertations, the sort of things Derek Nimmo would find immensely boring. Friends, Romans and countrymen, lend me your ears because I can't see you on Tuesday. The shops are closed. Or, to put it another way, a parson or clergyman of some lesser order, even a bishop perhaps, might rise in a chapel and address the congregation in the following manner. You over there, not forgetting the bride's mother, but...
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
This is not a dissertation we're giving by our bishop. It's a disgraceful deviation.
25 seconds for you, Kenneth, on dissertation, starting now.
It was long ago remarked by an ancient divine that all the public know about a man is his reputation. As to his character, only our Creator can know of that. The innermost conscience of the human mind is inviolable and a sacred thing which no one...
Andre Melly, your turn to begin. The subject, my favourite stockings. Can you talk about your favourite stockings for just a minute, starting now?
My favourite stockings were the very first nylons that I ever had. I was in Switzerland at the time being finished, and I saved up all the francs I could, and they were dark brown, practically black, and glassy in texture, and rather short, and had sort of...
Kenneth Williams' chat.
I think your hesitation.
Yeah, you think, right, she thought about the sort of bit of her stockings, and she stopped. 40 seconds are left on my favourite stockings, Kenneth. You talk about it starting now.
I had to wear them in a pantomime which I performed in Nee Soon, which is quite near to Singapore. And wearing them, I came on crying, I'm the fairy of the wood, I go about doing good. And solving every riddle, forget about your mandolin, I'll teach you how to fiddle, which went quite well. And people said, what a shapely calf you are showing tonight. I said yes, and I had to use a bit of lipstick because they laddered in a particularly crucial part of the number. But somebody had warned me that provided you put on this particular kind of sub...
Andre Melly.
Two particulars.
Yes, there were two particulars, I'm afraid. You were very particular about those stockings. 4 seconds on my favourite stockings, Andre, starting now.
I took great care of them, but one did ladder, and I got my nail varnish.
Andre Melly is then speaking when the whistle went, gained that extra point, and she's moved forward a little, but she's still trailing behind Clement Freud, who is our leader. She's in second place. Kenneth Williams, again, your turn to begin. Having women in the show...
Oh.
You've often complained about the fact that there shouldn't be women in the show. Now, would you talk on the subject for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
I think the chairman of this game does really live in another world. The idea that I've ever complained about the grace and charm of feminine company is so alien and ludicrous to my mind that I won't even bother to discuss it. In fact, I don't know.
Clement Freud's challenge.
I thought I'd take over in that case.
So what is your challenge?
He said he didn't want to discuss it.
Neither hesitation, repetition, or deviation, so he keeps the subject. And another point for doing for a wrong challenge, and 43 seconds left. Having women in the show, Kenneth, starting now.
Having women in the show means that we welcome the sylph like figure of André Mellier, dressed as always in this impeccable style of hers, which I think has been taught by some of the finest couturiers in...
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
It's couturier, not couturiers.
I knew you were going to say that, you rotten so-and-so. But it's a correct challenge, so I have to allow it.
No, it's not a correct challenge at all. I said couturier, and that's perfectly correct. I said couturier, didn't I?
Yes!
Yes. You are browbeating this audience into submission to your way of thinking. We're not doubting the fact that you know the word and you can pronounce it, but sometimes under pressure it is possible to mispronounce a word as
anyway,
I often
do. Anyway, even if I did, which I don't admit for 1 second, there's nothing in the great game about mispronunciation. It's about hesitation, deviation, and something else. What is it?
Actually, we're deviating from the correct pronunciation. Made
deviating a point. From the subject is what this game is about.
No.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yes. 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 It's great,
all right. Isn't it? Kenneth, all right. The audience say you should continue. And you have 27 seconds for having women in the show starting now.
Having women in the show has enabled me to make the acquaintance of some charming ladies, including Sheila Hancock.
Derek Nimmer.
Repetition of ladies. We had ladies before. The subject on the card is women, not ladies.
But I don't think I don't remember saying ladies.
I didn't. What a
no,
load of rubbish.
No, we never used that. 16 seconds, Kenneth, on having women in the show starting now.
And the delightful thing about these creatures is that they bring to it an atmosphere of warmth, affection, joie de vivre, and all the qualities which men so lamentably lack. In fact, we cannot compete with women when it comes to... So that means I'm in the lead, doesn't it?
It means you've worked the audience up into a purely partisan group for you out there. You were
speaking
when...
Don't be bitter, Ducky, don't be bitter.
I'm not competing, I'm not bitter. You were speaking when the whistle went, Kenneth. You got the extra point. You started with a subject. You finished with a subject. You got a lot of points in that round, and you have moved forward dramatically.
Yes, yes.
Into third place.
Oh.
You've overtaken Derek Nimmer. You're 2 points behind André Mellier, and you are 4 points behind Clement Freud. And Derek, it is your turn to begin so this will open the contest. Treasure hunts, Derek. Can you talk on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
Oh, my goodness, isn't it exciting to go on a treasure hunt? I've always liked it from my very earliest formative years. But to go into a darkened library, open an ancient volume, and find a piece of parchment there with little dots and dashes even, and a mark showing where the treasure is hidden. And away you go to some windswept palm tree-ridden island and dig in the sand and find the skeleton and doubloons and pieces of egg. Gosh, it is the most exciting thing I've ever come across. On the other hand, Cloudesley Shovel rocked on those awful, tiny, speary things in the Scilly Islands, or perhaps finding deep in the Mediterranean a two-handed Roman urn, bringing it up and for it to see the light of the day for the first time.
André Mellier, challenge.
There was a tiny hesitation just there.
There wasn't.
Oh, there was.
No. The South Seas, doubloning and amphorae.
Well, nice.
Goodness knows what. 12 seconds, Derek, on treasure hunt, starting now.
A great chest filled with gold, silver, and I am the owner of it all. I go along to Her Majesty's government and say, please, will you accept this for Her Greatest Majesty the Queen on my behalf?
Well, Derek Nemo kept going magnificently on treasure hunts, and once again, someone started with the subject, finished with it, he got the extra point. Well, he got the extra point and also the extra point for speaking when the whistle went. But we have no more time to play the game, so I have to give you the final score now. And Derek, in spite of that last surge, did finish in fourth place, I'm afraid. Kenneth finished in third place. André Mellier was in second place. But once again, our winner was Clement Freud. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.